Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This Friday on Alice, Bottle Rock all day long. Every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you have your chance to win a pair of single-day tickets to sold-out Bottle Rock Napa Valley. You get to pick which day you want to go, which is the key. You know, if you want to see the Chili Peppers, you know, you pick Friday. If you want Dave Matthews, I think Dave Matthews is Sunday, right?
Right.
And then Stevie Nicks is headlining. But there's 1,000 bands every day, so it's actually sort of a difficult choice.
You're like, oh, during the day I could see this band and this band.
So Friday on Alice, all the live long day, every hour, 6 to 6. We've got your chance to pick the day you want to go. I can't believe that thing is, when did we come back from vacation? Just last Monday. We announced Bottle Rock, the three-day tickets sell out in 5 minutes.
Right.
And then we announced the single-day tickets, all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gone. It must, and that's a huge festival.
Mm-hmm.
People, you love your Bottle Rock. Well, keep it here on Alice, because this is where you'll...
It's neat up there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. God, I
you know,
just
everything's
love it.
Great. Good yep. restaurants.
Oh, my God, right. If you're a foodie.
Cool little town.
Yeah, it's
hanging.
Great. Super fun. So the Oscar nominations are down. I'm going to do those in a second. I wanted to mention that Neil Peart passed away. I didn't hear about this until Friday, but he did die on Tuesday. I guess the band made the announcement.
What?
Yeah, I know.
We went through the whole week
not
and didn't
knowing.
Find out about that till Friday?
He yeah. died last Tuesday of brain cancer. I don't have
He was a pretty cagey dude, but I'm surprised that he was able to keep this story from the news.
I know. He died last Tuesday. The band announced it Friday morning, saying, "It's with broken hearts and the deepest sadness we must share our terrible news that on Tuesday our friend, soul brother, and bandmate of over 45 years, Neil, has lost his incredibly brave 3.5-year battle with brain cancer."
Well, now we know why they'd said, "We'll never tour again,"
mm-hmm.
as they were, because he was dying.
Mm-hmm.
He had brain cancer. And
the
how
last...
did they not... No one told us that.
I know. Well, didn't we hear that he was sick? It just wasn't like, it was sort of unspecified.
What I'd heard was he had major back problems, which is very common with drummers.
Sure.
It's to go out and do that every night and you're in pain. It's
mm-hmm.
not really an option at a certain
right.
point in your life.
Well, and he was 67.
Right. So that's what I thought was wrong with him. When
so sad.
I was completely surprised by the brain cancer announcement.
This brain cancer, you know, they don't say the name of it in this particular story, but they in the initial thing that we had seen, they had, I can't, myoglycemia, I don't know what it was. But it turns out that a bunch of my friends, because we had that party that night, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, on Friday night.
The one you couldn't drink at.
Yeah, and the one that ended at 8:30 and I was asleep by 9. My girlfriend's sister died of it, Furries. Brother-in-law died of it. I want to say Dan Hirsch's brother passed from it. It's all the same one. Didn't Bo Biden die of the same one? We're not. You know what? We
I
need to
so.
See the
Ted
name of
Kennedy
it.
Ted Kennedy did.
Right.
I think Peter Tork did. And
a monkey.
Another one I saw this morning, James Ingram.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Died.
I mean, it was. It's apparently a fairly common brain cancer.
Mm.
I didn't know brain cancer was all that common. There it is. So they say here he never made his illness public. Do you have some, can you play me some Neil Peart? God.
You know what I can see right now? And I imagine this was happening all over at least America, if not the world. Todd Klein, my neighbor down the street, played drums.
Mm.
And on any given day, you could hear him throughout the entire housing tract playing drums, and if you went to his house and knocked on the door, he had headphones on, listening to Rush, and you know, he'd pull on, "Hey, man!" You'd be like, "Jesus, what is going on?"
Well, you
got
to crank him up loud to beat the sound of your drums.
Right. Well, that's. But I think every drummer who got to a certain point went, "Oh, this is who you got to learn."
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, I fancy myself a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, who plays bass, on New Year's Eve, we were jamming and we were doing Spirit of Radio, which, and by the way, I'm not a drummer, but there's this one part in there that Joe and I sat there for, I don't know, 45 minutes working out this one. He goes, no, you got to make the hits here because as the bass player, he just has to have. So we sat there and did it over and over again. And here we are 2 weeks later, and sadly, we've lost Neil. He was amazing. He was not Rush's original drummer. You may know that on their very first record, they did have another dude. That guy was not inducted with them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His name was John Rutsey. Neely, just a question of your honesty. Yeah, your honesty.
The Rush biography...
Yeah,
is so good, and it talks about how Neil Peart had some loss in his life.
Yeah,
and the band almost broke up once previously because I believe his wife died in a car crash.
Like wife and a daughter, maybe.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I think so. And he got on a motorcycle and left, and no one knew where he was for months. And he just was lonely dude on a motorcycle drive. And it wasn't until almost a year later that they went, are we going to do...
No pressure, but yeah. He wrote a lot of the lyrics for Rush, too, which are amazing. My senior quote was, I think, from Free Will.
Go.
I think it was...
Your senior quote. So underneath your senior photo was a quote.
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. I think, you know, something like that. Something from Free Will.
Powerful.
Yeah, I will choose free will. Yes, very powerful. As you know, when you're a senior in high school, you really have the world by the balls, and you know, you want to teach the others, the people coming up through the school system. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Can choose from phantom fears and kindness that can kill.
The good news here is that now the guys can get another drummer and go back out on tour.
Right.
Yep. Seriously. They both want to play.
I'm sure they do. I don't know that. I mean, to me, it's the trio.
There are drummers out there that
know every note.
I'm not even saying that. These guys are out there saying, oh, yeah, the rumors about me taking over for Neil Peart on a tour with Rush, it's not true, but I would do it in a second.
Right.
And so they're
the rumors.
Yeah. They're all, like, sort of weirdly putting themselves in position for part of that conversation.
Haha, Getty, DM me.
Right.
let's see if there's anything else I want to make sure I get to here. Oh, Metallica's Lars Ulrich said, thank you, Neil, for inspiring me and all your help and advice along the way, especially in the early days when you took the time to talk to a young green Danish drummer about recording gear and the possibilities that lay ahead. Mm. I know. Sweet. Tributes have been pouring in, as you might imagine. Foo Fighters, Questlove, Chad Smith and Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Adam Sandler, Jack Black, Geezer Butler. Tons of guy from Dream Theater.
That's one of the guys that wants the gig.
Yeah, he's the drummer for Dream Theater, Mike Portnoy.
Yeah.
He was so gracious and so full of heart. I'm honored to have become friends with him over the past 15 years.
People mention Dave Grohl all the time as a guy who could jump in and...
Right. Well, he does have his own successful band.
He sure does. And I believe Foo Fighters are dropping an album this year, too.
Oh. Another quick death here. Hollywood Superman. This is a guy who walked around Hollywood Boulevard.
This is a weird one.
Did you see the picture of him? Like, he's so bizarrely, like, bizarro world Superman. Like, I mean, clearly he's been doing this for a while.
There are people out there that make themselves that famous by just being certain places. Like this guy, it sounds like he just sat.
He walked around Hollywood Boulevard and charged people to take pictures with him.
Right.
As you've met the Superman. So apparently also a meth addict and climbed into a Goodwill donation bin and suffocated to death in there.
There's a guy that we used to see at the Grateful Dead shows, and he also was seen around Venice quite a bit. He wore a turban. He kept an amp in a backpack. Mm. Had a guitar on and roller skates. That was his thing. And he was always at Dead shows, but then I started seeing him. You'd see him. He'd be
so
like,
he would be playing
guitar
rolling around on
rolling
his roller
around
skates.
The parking lots, doing his thing. But after you'd seen him 20 times, you start to go. And then I saw him in some commercial for something.
I'm like,
oh my, this guy's become famous because he's
just for doing what he's doing.
Roller skating, guitar playing, turban wearing guy.
Jesus. Here's a shot of.
I never saw this guy though.
25 years he used to walk around. They call him a well-known. His name is.
Ugh, look how sweaty he is.
I know, it's gross. Yeah. His name is Christopher Dennis. They say it's an accident.
What's going on with that, his man area? It's shaped like.
A fupa.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
You think he just covered it so his wang shape wouldn't show?
It's either a giant cod piece that starts at the belt.
Yeah.
Or he's got it tucked in these panties that he's wearing hard. And it's, it's hard to tell. I didn't spend a lot of time.
Well,
I actually wondered, is this all sweat? Because it's sort of the same color
as
the.
It's really gross.
It looks like
it's pretty gross. Here's another shot of him, too. Great. Rest in peace, Hollywood Boulevard Superman. The Oscars, let me just quickly I'll do a full rundown later, but here you go. Joker leads the nominees with a total of 11 nominations, including Best Picture, where it will compete against 1917, Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. Those are your nominees for Best Picture.
Have you watched any of those? We've started getting our Screen Actors Guild DVDs.
Yeah.
Screeners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched, we started Bombshell on.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
First of all, I'm not sort of politically minded at this point in my life because of the hostility on both sides. So I'm really turned off by it all. And I'd never really watched Fox News, so I'm not familiar so much with the stories. I think Charlize Theron is gone in that, which is great. Like her. The acting job she does, you don't know it's her.
Who does she play? Is she Gretchen Carlson?
No, the other
Megyn
one.
Kelly.
Megyn Kelly.
All right.
And Kidman plays Gretchen Carlson. Mm. And
Margot Robbie is the third, but I don't know who she plays.
I don't think she plays anyone in particular.
Like a new up-and-comer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's a point where she's in the office. I'm not trying to spoil this for anybody, but she's in the office and she's with, what's the dude's name?
Roger Ailes.
And she wants a job. She loves Fox. She's like a flag-waving Fox, woman and wants a gig there. And he's like, well, it is, TV is a visual medium. Stand up and do a spin for me.
Mm.
And she gets up and spins for him. And she's actually, at this point, not horrified. And then he says, that skirt's too long. Pull it up. And I don't know if this is true and it happened. I don't know that this is.
Could be an amalgamation of everything that every girl who ever got hired
experience.
At Fox said.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that as they're doing this, it's not a witch hunt, but as he's getting sort of outed, there are women at Fox who are standing up for him and saying, yeah, but he gave us a platform. We wouldn't be where we are if he hadn't. So it's weird that there was within the ranks there were people who said who were on board.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's pulls up her skirt.
Show her knees.
And it's a super uncomfortable. Oh, her knees were already showing.
Oh.
And it's super quiet and uncomfortable. And is it Lithgow who plays him?
Yeah.
I'm not actually sure.
He pulls that creepy, quiet, turned on, but sitting there for a second, old guy.
Yeah.
And then he goes, a little more. And you can see her, she's starting to shake.
Horrified,
and she's like, and she's trying to figure out what to do. And before she's done, he's looking at her underwear.
Oh,
and you're
wow.
just like, oh, man.
Gross.
Crunch. And then he goes, And it's still super creepy and super quiet. And then he goes, okay. Like almost as if something had happened internally in him where he got everything
satisfied.
He needed.
Gross.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. It's almost like he finished, but that they're not showing that. But it held, uncomfortable, still holding. Okay. He just got...
And then what was the next thing? You're hired.
Yeah, she did get a yes. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. So I don't know. We didn't finish it, though, and frankly, I won't.
Yeah.
It just wasn't that great.
Right.
If you're into that stuff,
that's for you.
It's for you. Like, there's a point where he's in a meeting and he says, I have it by a good source that Obama wants me killed. And you're just like, oh my God, this guy, the self-importance of this guy.
Did that, is that out in time to qualify for any nominations? I have not looked through every single one of these things.
That's why we got it for trailers.
Oh, right, because it would be right. Those were for the SAG Awards. Yeah. Was that a TV movie? Was that out in theaters?
I thought it was out in theaters.
All right. But well, it was not nominated as Best Picture, but I'll look through and see if there's some acting or whatever else, what other categories it might be in. I'm not seeing it as I glance through.
Yeah,
here
it's
really
out
quick.
In theaters.
So I'll go through the whole list and give you a full thing. Maybe at 8 o'clock we'll do that. I have a bunch of award show news actually. I'll leave you with this. Kanye West, you know, Sunday is his day. You got your Kanye Sunday services. He's taking them everywhere. He's talking about doing a TV show now where he's going to be one of these TV Sunday morning preachers.
Evangelists.
Yeah. And he's going to perform and have his friends perform and, you know, speak his inspirational word. So he rode a horse into the church on Sunday.
You know, horses are tall.
Yeah, they are. I think it was pretty tall church doors. That didn't seem to be the problem.
It seems like he'd be wiped clean off the horse.
Here we
if
go.
He
yeah,
tried to
well,
go through
the horse.
Doorway.
Here comes the horse. The horse is in. And the horse is nervous, especially with all the people jumping.
I
and,
know, it's so cruel.
I mean, couldn't they all hold still?
There's people dancing, there's
Kanye
they're singing. The poor horse
is trying.
Getting nervous. It's not even a big horse.
That's not supposed to be happening.
The
that
horse is starting to freak.
Oh,
and
he fell.
Kanye's off.
But did you know he fell?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I'm showing it to you. Oh. He's fine. Don't worry. He just, you know what happened? He had a blanket on top of the horse.
Yeah.
It looks like the blanket just sort of slipped to the side, too. He's sitting on the, he's all dressed in white flowing robes. He's got a white blanket
Jesus.
Over the top. Of the, well, of course he is. Well, so there you go.
You know him, him and his designer eye. He probably said, this saddle is screwing up the whole thing.
Yeah, I can't have that saddle. I need to just have a white blanket.
But you'll fall off, Connie. Don't tell me.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll be fine. I got this. All right, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Well, how not to cheat.
Oh. Well, that's good advice.
And let me see here. Oh. A guy is a great husband, and he's catching crap for it.
Oh.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.